Hi, everybody. It's Neil Brennan, and it's Blocks and Jimmy Carr, and we heal the earth. My guest today, I became aware of you on the internet, which is the way most people become aware of it. In the olden days, we become aware of people on TV.
Back in my day, yeah.
Basically, yeah. So I became aware of you on the internet, and there was a good, you had a sketch I saw about like the airport parking.
Pick a lane, bitch! Boy, whose bag is this?
Yeah.
You have a lot of really fucking funny sketches, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah. That means a lot. And
yeah, no, I know. I co-created Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, very aware.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty pumped to be here.
I mean, I can only imagine what you're going through. So, you know, a lot of sketches, and then you just shot, you just have a special out, like,
comes out tonight, so it's out listening. It's out now.
On Amazon.
Amazon Prime Video.
Amazon Prime Video. Go over to Amazon Regular and buy it on DVD.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you get. Definitely give you a piece of that. It's Trevor Wallace, everybody.
Thank you. Hey, it's me, Trevor Wallace.
When did you start doing stand-up?
When I was 17, so 13 years ago. And then I took some time off in college just to be a dumb frat degenerate.
You don't look like that. Spoiler alert. Hey, Dot.
Yeah. My first words were Michelob. So
that's funny. That's a good opening joke.
Good opening. Yes. Yeah. I know exactly what I look like. And I'll do like frat videos online.
I'm home. Who's trying to get this working flip cup? You want it, Shelly?
People be like, he's so good at this. I'm like, yeah, I'm not acting. This is real.
I'm living it.
This is like, it's like add 10% more extra. That's me.
Yes.
But then my first 2 years of college, I was just doing frat shit. And then I just kind of got over it pretty quick because I started drinking at like 14. Another shocker. And so I started getting hangovers at like 20. I was like, I'm over this. And that's when I was
I don't understand why more people don't come to that conclusion.
I don't know. You gotta start drinking earlier. Get these kids on booze stat.
14 is pretty early. I was smoking a pack a day at 14.
But that's like,
swear
cool.
to God. It is pretty cool.
You know, like, what the fuck is he so stressed out about?
But you're absolutely right.
Was this New York?
Philly. Outside Philly.
Oh, that checks out.
That's Camel Lights. What we were rocking back then.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get them?
Went to the store.
Just knew
it. I mean, they no. Just went to the store. There was no, they didn't check IDs.
Really?
I used to smoke on, it sounds like the Bad News Bears. I used to smoke cigarettes on the bus on my high school golfing team. I swear to you, I would smoke cigarettes on school time and property.
On the bus?
During golf matches.
Well, that's cool.
For representing my high school. It's the coolest thing on earth.
You played better smoking.
It's the coolest. I was like, fine. I just stayed fine.
That's so cool. Imagine being from the other like high school, be like, dude,
like
that
Brennan
guy,
this guy's unbeatable.
Him. Yeah. He's lighting
that
up
old man
on the
like,
first hole. Jesus Christ. Imagine by hole 19.
If I really needed to put the pressure on, I'd go non-filter. I'd take the filter. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So you are doing.
In fraternity. And then when I was like about to turn 21, I was like, I kept telling myself, and I was like right here and there. And then I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to hold myself accountable. Where it's like, I'm not going to, and this is such dumb like frat logic.
What city?
San Jose okay. State. I was like, I'm not going to go out on the weekends unless I do at least one mic a week, which is like very like dumb frat logic, but it held me to it.
I don't think it's dumb at all.
Yeah. Thank you. But then that one.
Like it's not like that's how you do shit.
Yeah. Then that one mic would turn into two and then three. Right. And then there's a pretty decent scene in San Jose. So I was able to get up like three times in the week just after classes.
Right.
And there was like a stand up club on campus. So like I could go there after class and then there's like I was able to like do
a couple club of, like.
Not like
a meeting, like a
meeting
group.
Yeah. It was pretty much like a open mic through the university. You'd all meet up, pitch jokes back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So you'd pitch jokes back and forth, and you'd do like whatever, like three or five you're working on minutes, and then you just like go to another class, and we'd meet in like
that's
a
so cool.
We'd eat. We'd meet.
I wish
like
I had that now.
Oh my god. Just
although I don't think Chappelle one time said you can't really pitch jokes during the day, which I think he's kind of right about.
Yeah.
He's just like, so then porn, right? And you're just like, all right, man, let's give it
before street cleaning. This is weird. Can't be hard this early. But yeah, this was like, it was really fun and it was very beneficial. And then I just started going to mics and then the San Jose Improv, which I'm sure you've done a handful of times. Great club.
Kind of weirdly huge.
Well, it used to be like an opera theater, like a music.
It feels like it.
Yeah, or like Houdini did shit back there. Hopefully he had a good door deal.
Who's even heard of him?
Yeah, he's not moving tickets on TikTok. I'll tell you that much. Houdini, more like who the fuck are you talking about?
Nice.
So, but my first intro, it kind of worked out being in a frat because I messaged this guy who ran like a one-off show. And I was like, hey, man, I got like 50 people want to see me. Can I do 5 minutes? And he's like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like
at the improv.
Yeah, because now I realize how much money I brought him. And if you're doing like a, I don't think it was a bringer show, but like if you're just doing a show and some kid's promising 50 people, you're like, do every show. Yeah. So I was getting up at the improv way, way, way before I was even like ready for it. But I do 5 minutes in front of like a packed house there. And like that is how I built my first 10 was just in college. So then I just moved straight to LA 2015 and just started doing mics and I was doing videos back then too.
You got more traction with videos.
Yeah.
But okay, so did you have any... Because they're, you know, they're put together well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any?
So I was going to film school in San Jose.
Oh, there you go. Like same thing happened to me.
Yeah, I was doing film school and Vine was kind of the same time. So I was like learning the traditional side, but also just making the shit quick content with my friends in the fraternity. So I was able to, it was great. I just had like a disposal of like dumb jocks. But you guys want to be in this video? Great. You guys want to see the crowd? Great. Like they were just my like extras that would just like run with me wherever I needed it.
Was it easier to get guys or girls to give you free labor?
Guys, 100%.
What did they like about it?
Just the fact that they could drink at it.
Okay, so they could drink.
Yeah, it was an event because they would go to the event in hopes that there'd be hot chicks there.
Right.
I mean, you want to go to the show on Sunday? They hear show, comedy, me. They're going to be like, yeah, there's going to be chicks there.
So what would you, how about for the videos?
Videos was easier for guys just because I lived in the fraternity house. So I could just be like.
You still do.
Yeah, literally.
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I don't use syrup. I just use Four Locos on my pancakes. But I feel like I could just make a lap around the frat and be like, hey, can you hop in this real quick?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, you know?
Okay, so then videos get traction.
After college, Vine died. And from like 2015 to 2017, there was no like really, like, it was like nobody was really like taking off. So I just was doing mics then. I was just trying to get up as much as possible in town, just to make my rounds. And then I was starting to post, like 2017 was when I started posting on like Facebook videos and YouTube. Those were like the two.
And the following just grew?
Slowly, but yeah, I eventually had something hit. And I used to work for Russell Simmons' old company, All Def Digital, if you ever did stuff with them.
I had a meeting with them in 2006.
Yeah.
That's about all I have.
Yeah, so I worked for his company. So they were putting out videos. They were doing comedy and music and they're putting out like sketches and they would put me in their sketches. And then I was doing mics and then starting to make my own videos and it just started to kind of bubble. And then like I had one video hit on YouTube and Facebook and then I was like, boom, there's the fire. Let's just keep growing that fire.
What's the fire mean? One releasing videos once a week or
more? Pretty much just like it caught some like viral traction. And then I kind of just picture it as my career is just like a giant fireplace. And it's like each time I put a video, it either like sustains or it blows it up or it's like, oh, that was a wet log. Fuck. Yeah. You know?
Do you care about frequency? Like, do you think that when everyone's like, you got to post every day, several times a day, engage, and all that shit?
I like feel like I'm annoying people if I post every day. Like there's days.
I agree. It's also like, come on, man. Like, and also if you have two duds in a row, they're like, hey man, fuck you forever.
Yeah. I got to let it breathe. I know when I feel annoyed. And if I feel like I'm just putting shit out to put shit out, I always get that in return. Like I'll look at the views and I'm like, yeah, this was forced.
Now, so, having said that, please subscribe to my newsletter.
Please, yes.
I'm begging you. There are no duds there.
So I think frequency is kind of like, I try to just do like once a week, maybe twice a week. But like, you know, sometimes you're just feeling it and you're like, nah, this is a banger. Let's just drop it. Or sometimes you're like, I got nothing to say.
That would be my worry about being a content generator. And I've heard people complain about it a lot. It's like, you're never off the clock. I think we're never off the clock as comics, but you're really never... There's a difference between I'll release something when I have an idea or I have to release something.
Yeah, or you get into this mindset where you're like, oh, I'm finally at peace. I'm going to take 3 days off. And then somebody posts something and you're like, oh, I can make it better than that.
Yeah.
Or a trend happens and you're like, I fucking have to.
Yeah.
Like I was in New York on a family vacation.
9/11.
Yes. It's a family vacation. We'll never forget.
Some of your brothers didn't make it.
Yeah. Used to have twins, just like the towers. But there's all this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing going off. And in my head, I was like, I should do a video. And then I was like, nah, I'm on family vacation. And then I was like, fuck it, I'll do a video. And then now I'm on my story. I'm posting like, who in New York has a Travis Kelce video? Like the fact that you can just outsource and get it. And within like 2 hours, I have a Travis Kelce jersey. Like at my hotel, I'm shooting this at night. I'm editing till 4 a.m. while meeting my parents for like fucking Cat's Deli at 9 a.m.
Did it work?
Yeah, it crushed.
Great.
And that's the fucked up part. It was like one of the bigger videos I've had in the past couple of months. And you're like, that behavior is rewarded by views. So now in my head, I'm like, see, you got a fucking rise and grind.
No, I know.
Woo, sports.
Oh, I didn't know you liked the Chiefs.
Where is she?
But you will make yourself miserable.
Yeah.
And you're like just an ambulance chaser where you're just like, what are we doing now? Come on.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And instead of like enjoying New York and like going out and like doing shit with friends, I just was like, duh, 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 just cutting away. But I like that. I like the thrill. I like the, and I timed it out. I was like, okay, the Chiefs are playing this Sunday at 5 p.m. So I'll post it like right at 4:30. So it starts to build up. Boom. Yeah. Right when it's calculated in my head. I like doing it.
Also, there is something fun about it for sure. Like when you have the definitive tweet or whatever, I don't make videos like that, or if I have like a funny monologue it there's something really valuable about it. It's fun to have like the definitive joke or angle on something.
Yeah,
it's well, like very satisfying.
It feels like there's like a time bomb to it where you're like, I can't wait to get this out because
that's
in
a great way
a
to
month
put it.
It's not gonna matter.
Yep.
Like if I put
you
out
know
that,
when it will matter when they break up. We'll be right back.
And we'll reshare that same video.
Guys, I just want to
take spin
a moment.
Praying for them, hoping for them. Tag them both.
Also,
yeah.
Anyhow, social media algorithm, number one.
That's just the funniest one to me. Because the algorithm, you're like, I don't know what it wants. And I have like representatives at like every app. And I'll like talk to the people. And it literally turns into a therapy session. They're like, I understand you are feeling this. And I'm sorry that your views are not doing what they used to. And I empathize with you. I'm like, what are you saying? Just
yeah,
tell
like,
me.
Just tell me how to get
who's
better.
Who's running it?
I know.
Is it China?
By the way, they change all the time. They change the algorithm
dude,
all the time.
It literally feels like I'm like in a relationship that's with a girl and it's not going well. And that's I walk in every day. I'm like, what do you want today?
And she's borderline personality, so she won't tell you what's going on. She doesn't even know what's going on.
She's very sheltered. And you're like, do you want long form? Do you want short form? What do you want? Because yesterday you wanted short. Now you want long.
Yeah, that's when they were pushing reels on Instagram, and then they were just like, no, we don't fuck with that anymore.
Exactly.
And like, what?
Every day it's like I've been on the internet for, you know, a while making content, and it's like I'll have these meetings with TikTok and they're like, we want 3 to 5 second videos, and you're like, what the fuck even is that?
Yeah.
And then they're like, we want 5 to 10 minute videos. I'm like, make up your mind. Am I shooting a low budget short film or am I filming myself sneezing?
But that was like when they were doing reels were monetized and all that shit.
So
and then they were
changed.
Like, hey, we can't fight TikTok. Like, we're just going to like 2 minutes. I don't fucking know. They also don't know.
Yeah.
And the other funny thing is when then you look at the views and they all go down within a second.
Oh, yeah.
They all go like 50%.
Yeah.
But, and then it's like, why are you even counting this?
It's so confusing. The only thing that brings me some joy and my TikTok rep makes TikToks and they don't do well. So I go, at least it's not hitting for somebody who works there, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's I think they're chasing the crowd.
Yeah.
And they have so much data.
But I've heard so many rumors about what works that like me and my friend, it's like, okay, you have to post and then you can't check your phone for like 6 hours.
Really?
But I don't know. This is all stuff that we've just like hammered in our head. So I post and then I won't check TikTok as long as I can. Because in my head, somehow it's like once you check it, it disrupts the
flow. You're thirsty. You're too thirsty.
It feels like I'm just trying shit.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you do the thing where you post, look at the views within 5 minutes, see that they're down and just delete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go like in and around, or I'll look comments. I'll look for comments. And if the first like 10 comments, if there's not like one comment.
How many
comment,
flame emojis are you looking for?
I need the laugh emojis, 3 of them. I need to see, right. I need to see like, ha, 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 ha.
I believe black dude should get a residual from the 3 crying laughing emojis.
Funny.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like they were the first people that I saw do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, via text. They change the game.
Yeah, I wish I had a bigger black audience because I feel like they comment, like one of my best friends is a guy I used to work for at Olive Digital, Kev on Stage. Just a very funny guy.
Oh, he's funny, yeah.
He's great. But like he'll have a video with like a third the amount of views, but like quadruple the amount of comments. And it's just all the homies just hyping him up. I'm like, fucking white people, we don't hype each other up. We look at each other and go, I could have done that better. I'm going to just share that. I'm not going to comment. I'm going to watch.
Yes, how can I own that?
But black dudes are out there just like thousands of emojis. I'm like, this engagement is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's incredible. I have a guy, I don't know if he's white or black, but he always comments on these videos for the algo. Just to like get, like he's just support.
Yeah.
Just support it. You know, you can affect, it's up to you, America. It's literally what it is. Like, it will get more, whatever.
Yeah.
And does it make you feel shallow or like a fool? Or, because I'm guessing you've made real money on the internet.
I've made a little. I don't know what is a lot or a little.
Write it down.
Now we're just about to throw a pitch.
TikTok?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But that's kind of why what it is. It's like, I feel like any successful boss of a company doesn't look at their stats that much. Like they're like, you have your quarterly meetings or your monthly meetings and you go to the finance and go, how are we up? We're up? Cool. But like, it's not normal for a boss to check the numbers every single day.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm just going insane being like, okay, this got that, this got this. Yesterday did this. We did that. Like,
it's overly managed.
Yes.
And it's overly managed and
there's too much micromanaging and something I don't have control over.
You're like, I was talking about this the other day with somebody, like some people are just, people just like looking at them. Like Ralph Barbosa, people like looking at him.
Yep.
Like they just like it. Like the same way they liked Hannibal and Aziz. Like I was telling him when he was on here, but like, it's not up to them.
Yeah.
You know, like he could post not a lot, a little, it just doesn't make it. He got traction immediately.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't even barely working at comedy a year ago. A year ago. He was like living at his parent, like just.
Yeah, that guy's having some great success, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a funny dude.
It's just so bizarre because there was a year. I mean, like, I'm one of those guys, unfortunately, I'm sorry, had a successful pandemic.
Yeah.
Which is not great to brag about. But I was not touring, so all I was doing was staying home and making videos to keep myself sane. And that's like a big compliment people will give me at shows now. They're like, dude, you like made my pandemic. I like watched you during the pandemic. So the algorithm was like favoriting me then. And then now it's like still good. It's not bad by any means. It's just like sometimes the numbers aren't the same what it was in the pandemic. And then I just go like, why is it this? What was I doing different? And it's like, I don't even think I'm doing anything different. It's just like,
quickly a theory. There wasn't a lot of fun during the pandemic, so people needed your tone.
Okay.
Like kind of silly.
Yeah.
And so that was like, yeah, it's silly. I need some silly.
Yeah.
And now there's way more opportunities for silly.
Yeah.
Which is the name of my special.
Way more opportunities for sillies.
Yes. Yeah. Sillies. I like it.
Sillies. Sillies is not a bad special title.
I may end up in that area.
Yeah.
I may.
Quick little sillies.
Yeah. Yes. So do you just feel like you're tethered to that judgment system and you don't understand what it likes?
I just wish that there was like the algorithm I could talk to and be like, am I doing anything wrong or is this actually still fine?
You seem mad at me, algorithm.
Yes. What our lack of communication. I've been to couples therapy. You know,
who hasn't?
What can I do to help you for you to help me? But what like wraps my head around is like, all right, it's fine on TikTok, but like somebody was telling me this. So like, look at the biggest creators. They have like 100 million followers and you see their views and they get like 2 million views. So if you do the math on that, it's like kind of everybody's bombing on TikTok. Like, it's not like I'm being soloed out. It's like, for the most part, everybody's like, my views are down. So like that brings me to peace.
It's also a weird platform where you're like competing with makeup tutorials.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I get it. There is fascinating shit on there. There's guys in prison showing you how to cook prison food while in prison. That is way more captivating than anything I'll ever do. Prison talk? Yeah. If you ever got a free 4 hours, check it out.
Come on.
And these suckers know what time it is, man. Here it is.
Woo! But it's just guys just showing how they make food in prison. I'm like,
we used to get that on the Discovery Channel. Back in my day.
Yeah, but this is like...
I understand the value of it. I'd never heard of it till now.
They snuck a Samsung in their ass to shoot and edit a video on TikTok.
Don't talk to me about sacrifice. I actually brought these cameras in through my ass.
No way.
No, it's weird. And you'd never guess.
I would say a GoPro, but those are full cameras. No,
yeah, these are full.
And that's a wide lens.
Yeah.
So.
Hello.
Hopefully it was recording when it came out.
Hello.
Yeah.
Out of my birth canal.
Yes.
So anyway, Trevor.
I think what also brings me like getting out of my head is like there's so many other platforms like Facebook and YouTube and Instagram with Reels. Like the chances are that it's like it's now I have more chances for that video to hit. Like there's a great chance.
Yeah, so many platforms.
Yeah, I posted something recently, got like 5 million on Instagram Reels, and then on TikTok got like 300K. So you're like, It used to be just TikTok was the place, but now there's so many opportunities. I'm like, as long as it's kind of getting viewed amongst the ecosystem, it doesn't matter.
The numbers are
people on Facebook will buy more tickets than people on TikTok.
So they will?
Oh yeah, because they're like older audiences.
Yeah,
and they're just kind of like more like family oriented. So they're kind of just, I don't know, they maybe got it more together. They're like TikTok people will be like, they'll literally, I'll be like, Philadelphia, I'm coming to your city. It'll be
a
promo.
Where?
And then,
what?
Yeah. When? How?
Huh?
How much?
Well, I can't find tickets.
Did I miss this?
I went on StubHub. Why are they 140
yeah.
40
When
bucks?
Are you coming to Philly?
Just left this morning.
Yeah. Tonight. No, yeah. But when? Tonight, 7 p.m. Yeah, but like when? Eastern? Yeah. Why the fuck would it be anything else?
Oh, dude, I can't make it.
So it's like, I don't know. TikTok just seems very like fast fashion, but like other apps feel like they have some stake in the game. It's like, It's like, oh, I follow this guy on Facebook because I love this guy. TikTok, yeah. You're like, I don't even know I follow this guy. You just fucking do. It's just so like fast action. It feels more like mom and pop shop a little bit.
Not for nothing. This could be a good video. Meaning you explaining the difference. Like, because fast fashion is a great explanation for TikTok.
It's literally like clothes at H&M. Zara, you're like this, that. Yeah. And then you wash it once and it deteriorates.
There you go.
Look at us.
That, by the way, it works on every platform.
Every platform.
Think about it. And they're invested. It's a perfect video.
It's genius.
I mean, marketing. Someone's making it already. just looked at my phone. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. AI already took it.
Yeah, it's gone. It's fucking direct feed.
Yeah. AI is fucking my girlfriend.
Fuck.
That's literally going to be a porn title any minute now. AI is fucking my girlfriend.
Will you explain that thing where they're like girls make face? It's like, what the fuck is that?
I wish I knew, but it's hot. The cross the eye and put the tongue out. I'm not going to do it because you'll have a good thumbnail if I do it. But I don't know what it is. I think it's the thought that guys are like, what if she did that to me?
I fucked her so hard. She
cross-eyed.
I turned her into a cartoon. I fucked her so good. I cartooned her.
You're not wrong. I don't know what it is because the term is ahigo, I believe.
It's spelled weird though, right?
Yes. H-E-I. It's not like Asiago cheese, but it's up there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very, I don't know what it is, but
yeah, but I can't stop masturbating to it. Okay, let's go to the next block. What's the best way to learn a language? It's immersion. Dummy, you knew that. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I've used Babbel, and I currently use Babbel. I used it 2 nights ago. I'm rocking that Espanol. I'm going slower than I'd like, but I'm going faster than most people. It's effective. It's real. The times I've been to Mexico and Spain, I've thrown a little bit around. You know my policy. You know you're speaking it well when you A, think it, and B, mumble it. It's just a good system. Like, I stand by it. Get 55% off at babbel.com/BLOCKS. That's BABBEL.com/BLOCKS. That's this podcast. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm talking to cab drivers. I'm talking to restaurant people, waiters, waitresses. Bus boys, I'm doing it, and you can too, with babbel.com/BLOCKS. You know, the thing about being a guy, you know, I love talking about it. We're pretty much stuck with what we've got appearance-wise. We don't wear makeup. We don't really, you know, we can't get implants. Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gift to men, helping us feel big, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. The micromodal sling keeps things separate and lifted. 9 out of 10 women swear this sophisticated brief technology will help you look huge. And that's all that matters, right, guys? Not what kind of person you are or how you are, but it's just at the beginning, do you look huge? Because that can affect the whole thing. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. They sent me some. I liked it. This ball caddy thing is like a new thing. Because I'm old enough to remember where you just get like briefs or boxers, and then there was boxer briefs. That was like a revolution. So now I got the MeUndies, and they're great. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Oh, no. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com. That's MeUndies.com/NEAL. That's MeUndies.com. .com/NEAL for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. They're hugging your balls. Block number two is being too single, blocking out the acceptance of any new relationship. How about this? Am I too single? What do you mean?
Yeah. I was in a relationship for like 3 years, and then I got out of that relationship. Not got out. That sounds crazy. Like I was on bail. She broke up with me. Anyways. And then for like 3 months after, I was down bad, emotional, sad, would cling on to like anything. And then I started getting back in it. I started dating again. And now I feel like I love what I'm doing. And I don't have to, I'm just like only worried about myself right now, which is, I mean, being responsible for somebody else's emotions is like, it's not like a walk in the park. Like, it's a lot of energy.
It's like three times the emotional output.
Yeah.
Because like thinking about yourself, you're not really, you're just, it's all purely self-interest.
Yeah.
And it was easy. And if it's going well, pretty great.
Yeah. And so now I'm just so single in a sense of that. It's like, you know, I live by myself. My office is there. It's everything I'm doing. And I'm working more than ever, but I love working. And it's like, but now I'll go on some dates. And after like 3 or 4 dates, there hits this point where I go like, oh no, am I ready for this again? Like, or is this going to be a lot of commitment and fitting it in with what I'm already doing? And it's like, I do want a relationship, but it's just like, once it gets in front of me, I'm like, oh, and I'm just like, I love being only focused about myself right now. Well, granted, it's, you know, this last year was a lot of touring and a lot of stuff to put out the special. And then you start juggling somebody else's emotions. You're like, oh fuck, I don't want to screw them over. I don't want to be mean to them. So then I'm just in my head like, I just love the comfort that I'm at right now.
Comfort?
Yeah.
I bet one of the things is you sleep with them too soon.
Hmm. And that's all them. I'm always like, ladies.
Ladies, no, please,
day.
No.
Yeah.
No. Get your hands off my zipper.
Stop doing the thing with your eyes and the mouth out. You know that's my weak spot. Oh, no. You think so, yeah?
Yeah. Because I've been on that third, fourth date situation.
Ah.
And guess what? If you hadn't slept with them, they just got 4 free dinners or whatever, lunches, a Ferris wheel and some kind
of. Do I look like a lunch date guy to you, Neil?
No, but I just found out a buddy of mine is a breakfast date guy.
Was it Fahim?
Yep.
I saw that. Very, like, it does check out for him, though.
This is advice to guys out there. Breakfast is an unsung hero.
He's very, it's just his, he used to work at Boeing. That's her, he's a little touch of Asperger's. And
so funny.
Yeah, and he's fucking hilarious. Yeah. But, like, if you want.
You get Eggs Benedict, you go riff, you do
It's the same reason, like, you don't want to.
You don't want to sacrifice what you're already doing.
Well, you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
But it's very hard. There's severely competitive interest within us.
Right. And after a breakfast date, she's not going to call you back. So it doesn't fuck up your schedule.
No. So right there, you're taking that second date off the table by taking
exactly.
a breakfast. But I'm saying for you, you're high status, good looking, all a bunch of stuff. Oh, funny.
Thank you.
And, and you can make a timely TikTok. Just don't sleep with them. And when you say, I don't think we see each other again, I don't feel like we have a connection. Also, if you speak in woman, say things like connection.
And slay and yes.
Connection, like, I don't want to do, I don't feel like we have a special connect. And they can't argue with it. And if you haven't slept with them, they're like on your side. Like, oh, good. You're being honest, and they don't feel like you owe them something.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm totally comfortable with the fact that it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I guess just
but
in
you,
my head.
If you want to get yelled at less, you want to feel less guilty.
Yeah, I guess just in my head, it's like the second it feels relationship, it's the weirdest thing where it's like, oh, I want a relationship. And then somebody's like, kind of being like, hey, this is how this would start if we want to go down that road. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. But there's times where I've definitely tried to make it work. And it's just like the tour schedule is not great.
Yeah, you're not. It's not your life isn't situated correctly.
Right.
To be like in a settled, shared another person's emotional ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's a bigger ask than I don't even think guys realize what it is.
It's a bigger commitment than starting a podcast. I will say that.
Yeah.
And that's a big commitment.
I would agree. I would
once
agree.
A week, you got a meet up for 2 hours. I mean, god damn.
Yeah, with people you wouldn't be caught dead with in real life.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
I'm looking right at,
god damn it,
no,
dude.
I invited you to my goddamn show. Okay. Do you feel guilty about it?
I feel guilty for learning along the way in a sense of like, yeah, I would say so, because I feel like, you know, I might be 3 dates in with a girl and I'm just kind of like trying to figure out, do I have the mental capacity right now to like actually be there for somebody? I feel bad that I don't have it all figured out. And they might.
I'm way older than you. How I came to figure it out was like DMT, like Bufo Alvarius and fucking ayahuasca. It's like, it's just like I said, competing interests within ourselves, where it's like,
yeah,
you want to be a popular, successful comedian, and you also want sex, and you want to be able to emotionally support somebody.
Yeah,
that's a lot of things.
Yeah,
like you, I don't think you are go into them aggressively, like fucking best of luck getting my emotional support. It's just, we're just optimized for a different thing. We're optimized for like thinking, saying, making videos. Like the strongest emotional connection I have healthy is now, and it's a total accident.
Really?
Yeah, total accident.
And you weren't looking for it, just happened.
No,
right?
I wasn't looking or
that's
not
what
looking.
I feel
or...
like that's kind of the best is when it's like, because I feel like anytime I try to like force anything is never going to work. Every time I try to force a video to go viral, never works. Anytime I'm like, I need to find love, it's not going to work. It's when I'm not going to be thinking about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like I give like 100% of my energy towards career. And it's like, I don't want to like ease up the brakes. If anything, I want to do more. So I'm like, how do I make that 100% over here? But also like, what's my family friend relationship life like? It's like non-existent right now. I see my parents every once in a while. Other than that, all my friends are like married. But that looks boring. Like, cry for help. Oh, you got married for an Instagram post? Sucks. Didn't even break 100 likes. I'm not going.
Fucking not worth it.
Dumb, stupid. No, obviously I'm kidding, but it's like, if not really. But I feel like I'm like 110% career, which I love everything I do. Like, I wake up and just start working. And I'm like, am I doing this because I'm neglecting?
Yes. There are trade-offs in life.
Yes.
If you want to be a popular thing, you're going to regret not giving it 100%. Because, by the way, it can have really long implications.
Yeah.
A very successful career or like launch or whatever. And if you, I bet if I put a gun to your head and said, what do you want more, success or a happy marriage? Say, probably say, happy marriage. Success. Get the gun away from my head. Like, you, that's
put
what
the
you
gun
want.
Down, but kiss me, Neil.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. But I will say, when I was in a relationship, God bless this lady, she's still awesome.
She's a lady?
I just call women lady. Which
yeah,
they
that's
don't,
funny.
Ma'am, madam, they hate that.
Yeah, they sure don't.
I remember early on, I was flying for tickets, 2015, and I go, yeah, here you go, ma'am, free comedy show. She goes, ma'am?
Yeah.
I am not a man. I am young. And I was like, the second you're defending how young you are.
You'd be better off calling her bitch.
Really?
It's close.
Bitch does feel more youthful.
Yeah,
go,
you know
bitch.
What I mean?
And she's like,
with that haircut?
Come on.
Ma'am, you feel like you're in high school.
Yeah.
Bitch, you're at least.
Yeah, like I need
just
help
out of college.
Question for it. Excuse me, ma'am. Could you help me with this one?
Yeah.
But she got so mad. I was like, that's pretty much just proving that you are old.
Yep.
Like, if you get mad about a thing, you're that thing.
Yeah. That's proof that you're a ma'am.
Oh, in that relationship, there was times where I would take so much more time to just be that guy in the relationship and go on vacation and be there for her and do whatever she wanted to, take a movie night, this and that. But in the back of my head, I'd be like, just my wheels would be turning back. I could be making videos. I could be writing more. I could be getting up right now. And now I have that and I'm doing so much work that it's like, it's just this pendulum.
Also, you like it more.
Yeah.
Also, here's the other thing people don't realize, what makes guys averse to relationships, like that we'd rather work sometimes than be in a relationship. Cause I'm good at work.
Yeah.
I'm good at it. In a relationship, I'm like an open micer.
Yeah. That's
basically.
Funny.
Yeah. We're just basically like an open micer.
And you're just riffing.
In comedy, I do theaters.
Yeah. The relationship, let's see if this works. Half the time, then I pull my name out of the bucket.
Yep. And a lot of times, my new bits don't work. My old bits don't work.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to go back to your old bits, start fucking your ex again.
Your closer doesn't work.
That's funny. Yeah.
So yeah, like, we like, people like being good at shit.
Did you see the thing where Idris Elba, maybe like a month ago, went to rehab for being a workaholic? because he had like 14 days off between films and he went to the studio to work instead of being with his family. But it's to your point. You're like, dude, he's so talented.
And he's great at it.
As a family, he's like, yeah, this is cool. But
he
like,
doesn't have to go to rehab for like acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's
rehab for workaholic.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
What do you even do there?
Watch TV?
Then he's like, looking at the TV, like, fucking should have booked that.
Yep. Yes.
I auditioned for this.
Yep. Yep.
I think you're right. It's like, I feel like I know what I'm doing so much in the work world, but like relationship, that's why I feel like I know what career wise I'm headed and what I'm doing, but family, relationship, and personal life, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on over here.
You have no acuity for it.
I don't care. That garden, I go over and I water it. And the things I water are my parents. They're deteriorating.
Yeah, yeah.
I make sure they're dry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rinse them off a little bit. If you were black, you'd do an ashy check.
Ah.
It's one of the,
and it would have one of the laughing face emojis.
One of the many sacrifices white people have to make. We don't get to make ashy jokes.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I think, but
I would suggest just try to get over it. And I say that as like just accept that part of yourself because it's very beneficial. It's what I've been saying recently on the podcast, like talking about trauma and all that stuff. There's a thing called post-traumatic growth that no one ever talks about. They just go post-traumatic stress and okay. You know, there's a thing called post-traumatic.
Also post-not clarity.
If you will. Post-traumatic growth. Like it's your things that you're, are they're all positive in some way.
Yeah. Where there's darkness, there's light.
Yeah. It's like if Idris Elba, it's arguably the best addiction a person can have.
Yeah.
And also, you know what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
He was neglecting his family.
Mm.
It's if he doesn't have a family, he's not neglecting anything.
Right. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yes. And by the way, what usually happens in my experience is like you pursue a ton of work stuff and it's a bit like a video game that you like understand. You experience every part of it. Like your first thing drops tonight, right?
Yeah.
Your first thing. So then you'll experience what that's like.
Yeah.
And it'll either be great or average or poor or whatever.
Oh, no.
It's, yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Right. No, I know. Like it right, could, right. But then you go through enough of that stuff where you're like, oh, I know what it's like to have a very viral thing.
Yep.
You experience every part of it. And then you go, and then maybe that's when you fall in love in a way that's sustainable.
Yeah.
So just fucking sprint. Until then,
it's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like some of the best advice I got is just like do as much as you can now before there's like wife and kids and where there's like real obligations that you have to like take care of. And it's like, I mean, you've seen so many times where you're in the green room at the store and like whatever comic comes in who's got a kid, they come in and they are looking winded. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I got to go up. I got the wife and kids and the baby at home. I'll just do a quick. And you're like, take your time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you kind of can't.
Right.
Something's going to, again, trade-offs.
Right.
People, great careers.
So I was like, let me sprint in my 30s and figure it out at 39. Yeah, that's why
God blessed us with
big penises.
Yes. And infinite fertility.
That's true.
I'm just talking, but I'm like, there may be something to that.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess there's so many stories out there where it's like, yeah, my dad had me when I was like 52. And you're like, great.
Yeah. And Theo got good bits out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting though, growing up with a dad in his 70s because of like the quality time we would spend. Like shortly after I was born, my dad had one of his strokes. So we're both learning to walk at the same time.
I don't want my son to have normal bits. Yeah, my dad's 14 years older than me. It's fucking boring. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, you could do bits there, but there's bits there. You don't want your dad to be 35 years old. 35 years older than you because that's average.
Yeah.
There's no bits.
Yeah. There. If my dad's 72, bits.
I don't know if you heard about Theo, but they didn't have a picture of his dad. They just had a drawing of him over by the river.
Drawn with sap and oak tree.
This crazy shit.
I love Theo.
He's very fucking funny. One of the most original people alive, I would argue. Lack of rest.
Again, I think that kind of just falls in this where it's like, I think I'm learning this now is learning that rest is a part of the creative process.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I would literally get back from tour and then they'd be like, hey, you want to do Sunday at the store? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm down. Like, and I would land at 6, go home, drink coffee, and then be at the airport. Because I think you just like, you.
You'd be at the store.
Yeah. Well, you would just like learn that, like, you just say yes to everything in the beginning of your career. And then you realize you don't need to say yes to everything. And if you say no, you think it's going to be gone.
You're like, well, that's the thing. It's similar to the thing of like, you think it's going to be, you just know what happens. Meaning yeah. Then you right. go to the store at 8:30 on a Sunday, you're already winded and then you don't even remember it.
Yeah.
It did nothing. It wasn't really for money. It was just like,
yeah, you're just doing it to do it.
Yeah,
there's no like growth.
You appreciate being asked.
Yeah, exactly. But and you think that if you say no, you'll never get asked again.
Yeah,
but you do your set. You didn't work on anything new, and it's just like a right down the middle set.
Yep.
Nobody's like, dude, that was nuts. Can't believe you landed here for that. Now I feel it more creative when I take, like I took last weekend off, and I just like I was writing so clear, and I just was like, this is. Yes, like this is like what it's been lacking. I've been so like, let me chug a coffee and then see what I can come up with. And it's like, you're like forcing all your brain cells in one corner. It felt like there was like just a deadline I'm trying to write. But this was like, it was just like free. And I just felt like my riff capacity was so much.
Riffier?
Yeah. It just had more like legs to it versus like usually if I'm tired, but I like drink a lot of caffeine, it's like it's the premise and then one beat and then I'm like, ah, I got nothing. But this was like, oh, what if we took it here? Oh, then here's a good perspective. And this, you know, it's just like, I was just so much more open. And like, all it takes is that feeling to be like, oh yeah, maybe I should rest, you know?
That's where the long money is.
Yeah.
Not, again, well, not
long term.
Not like stoned and fucked up and incapacitated, but just like, yeah, let me give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's minutes restrictions.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I was still, well, the first tour I did, I was still trying to put out.
Load management, the NBA term.
What is it?
Load management.
Load management.
Like they only play, they only drink off once a day. No, they nice. Only.
I need that.
I went to a frat also. load management is like the Kawhi Leonard, but like dudes only play a certain amount of.
My first tour, it was like 28 cities, all US. And it was like, it was pretty packed up. It was every weekend or every other weekend. And I was still trying to put out the same video output that I was doing before that. And there was comments that are like, dude, you can see the bags under Trev's eyes. Like, man, like get some rest. Like, we'll be here for you, essentially.
But
right, yeah, we'll be here. Then I tag them. And do video posting. But if it's like if the people who know and love you,
they're
know
on
you,
prison talk by the time you come back. They're done, what I'm saying. And they should be.
Yeah, they're looking
they
at BBLs.
Anytime you have the choice between his videos and prison talk or BBLs, go to the other two.
I get it.
Look,
so in my head, I was like, damn, if the people who know and love you the most are like the people who comment first and love you are like, yo, you look not great. I was like, okay, maybe I'll take it back a step.
You will lose the crowd with shittier.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. It was like, content. I was trying to hit the same mark of post, but it's like, if they're diluted and they're not as good, you're almost set, you're doing worse.
Yes.
You're putting out the same content, but it's not as good. So it's like, what's better? Put out one insanely good video this month or four that are like, oh, there was a joke there.
Yeah. Am I only working to avoid personal life?
I think we kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I just say yes to so many gigs because I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then it's like, I'll see my friend get married and it's all my friends from college. They got the invite. And I'm like, no invite. And like, yeah, man, we haven't talked in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Every time I've hit you up, you've been like on the road doing something. I'm like, it's fucking true.
Yeah.
But sometimes I wonder, it's like, instead of like trying to like, so all my friends are like moved out of LA and they all have like
were they wives. They were comedy friends or they were like.
No, I have like comedy friends, but like my like, just like friends that I grew up with don't live in LA anymore.
Where'd you grow up?
The Southern California, like an hour from here.
Got it.
Yeah. So those guys, none of them live in California anymore. They all kind of moved out.
They moved to Austin. Go ahead.
Literally, one of the guys moved to Austin. Yeah. One to Austin, one to Chicago, Miami, and then like some other.
Boston. And they're trying to convince you how much better Austin is all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, the mothership. Great club.
No, get us wrong.
Yeah. Joe, I'll see you there. First name basis. I was talking about Joe Rogan for all those people at home who didn't know. But I just wonder, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't have a personal life outside of work. And it's like, do I only say yes to this because it's like, if I didn't say yes to these gigs, I would just be sitting there Saturday night with my cat.
Oh, it's like you, yes. Like, you almost can't.
Like,
you almost, at this point, you almost can't take a night off because you'd have to face
loneliness, you know? But that's the thing. And then that takes me back to the dating thing where it's like, I'm so happy with what I do in my career. And then it's Sunday night at 7 p.m. I'm like, I'm a fucking
I ruined
loser.
It. Yeah.
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 So it's like this.
Again, trade-offs.
Yeah, that's trade-offs. True.
It's that's just, trade-offs. That's, you have to, I was talking to a friend of mine the other night about, she was saying how like, she doesn't want to have kids and that's weird. And I was like, you'd be totally miserable to have a kid. And now you just have to be a little unhappy sometimes.
Mm.
So it's, I think you're in the same position. You just have to, it's, you have to, you have to be, you have to accept the free, you get total freedom.
Yeah.
But it, you know, sometimes it's your lone wolf. It get lone, even lone wolves get lonely.
That is the most alpha thing. That is some Andrew Tate shit right there. Even lone wolves get, well, it's in the name, lonely, you know? Mm-hmm. But I guess that's just what it is. It's the same thing I was kind of saying earlier where I forgot.
Great.
My attention span is a TikTok.
Yeah, great.
But
trade-offs. But you get to go
because I think
sometimes.
If I was that guy who was constantly getting invited to the wedding invites and I'm only hanging out with those guys, I'd be at the back of the wedding and be like, I wish I could do a tight five at this wedding. I wish I could do stand-up. I wish I could make a video. So it's like...
So before you even get to like marriage is a sham.
Of course. I'd be in the back writing bits down. I'd be like, all right. Anybody object? I do. Let's film this. It'd be good. We'll go viral. But... So I think it's just that where, but sometimes
comic destroys wedding.
Yeah. Comic smashes the bride.
Yep. Yes.
And then in quotes sexually. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just that trade-off where I don't know. And sometimes you see comics that take gigs that they're way above and you're like, why are you even doing that? And then you're like, oh, they just don't want to have,
they don't
want to
go home.
Yeah.
They just chose wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why it sounds like I'm being cynical, but what I'm saying, I'm almost all the stuff I talked about in Blocks, the stand-up special, was like, I'm kind of over in that, like, I just accepted, like, yeah, I don't want to have kids and I haven't had good luck in relationships and, or whatever luck. Like, I wasn't good at it. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm great at other shit. So,
yeah.
And I don't love my dog, but I like him a lot. Just funny. Shit where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I beat myself up about. I'm like, I've said it on the podcast, but neuroses, you know, when people go, you're neurotic, you have no idea what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's having a feeling about your feeling.
Okay.
Or you feel like you want to excel at stand up and go and comedy and all this shit. And then you go, great. In a vacuum, that's perfect. And then people start sowing doubt in you.
Yeah.
And then you go, am I wrong to have a totally natural feeling?
Yeah.
Which is a fucking waste of time. Mm-hmm. Like, just accept what the trade-off is and live with it.
Very true. It's not cutting any corners. It's just right down the middle. This is what it is. And it is. Because
it's going to be that anyway.
Yeah.
To get married now for you, the whole time would be like, why are you doing this to me? And it's like, you did it. Your priorities are still going to be your priorities. You can't force priorities on somebody, which is what most failing movements, social movements in America has been doing for like the last 10 years. We're like, wait, I'm wrong? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I was fine, but you're telling me that my priority should be your priorities.
Right.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
So you a big hobbies guy? Do you have shit to take you out?
Yes.
Kite surfing.
Nailed it in one try. No, I don't. No, I don't do shit. I don't like going out.
Yeah.
I don't like doing shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't make me like it.
I know.
You can't make me believe that the music level at a club is the right level. You cannot make me believe that. It's hurting my ears.
Yeah.
I can't. You're never going to tell me that, like, things that are, my tongue and stomach don't think are delicious are delicious. Like you, I yeah. can't, you're not, it's not going to happen.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. I mean, I'm starting to get my own ways very much. I like bring my own coffee on the road. I bring like I make my own coffee in there just because hotel coffee, shit. I don't want to leave my
room
immediately.
Too big a spectrum for, too big a room for error.
Yeah.
This could go any old way.
I don't want to have to start my day going down to the lobby. There's kids screaming and yelling about SeaWorld. We're in Connecticut. It's not even close. And then you got to go to a Starbucks. There's a big line there. It's a whole, like, I just like a routine.
Yep.
And I find that routine. And I'm like, do I need a hobby? No.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens. But like, I just feel like, I just wanted something to get my head out of like work stuff. And I was like, is it a hobby? Is it seeing somebody, or is it spending more time with family?
Dude, if you're not into it, you're not into it.
I know.
It's like when people go, let's go to the beach. And I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
And they go, and I'm like, do you think I'm not aware of the beach? It's been there since my first memories. I don't like it. Sorry, everybody. You're a fucking fuddy. Okay. You're a wet blanket. Okay. You can't make me think that the ocean is clean.
Right.
You can't make me, it's, I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if anything is forced, it's not going to work, but it kind of just will fall into your lap if you do find an activity you really like.
I also would argue editing is about as close to like a meditation.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I edit a lot of my stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's like, mm-hmm. you like fucking, where's
it's
that
like a puzzle
bin
piece, and yeah. So you can't go viral with a puzzle, dumbass.
Yeah. So whoa, dumbasses are reeling right now. Sorry. You called dumbasses out.
Sorry. Ma'ams, dumbasses.
Fuck.
Same thing if you ask me. Huh?
Yeah, I would stop beating yourself up. I mean, again, I know what you're doing because I do it all the time. I just probably it gets better in a while. Why am I arguing? It's people think peer pressure is a bad thing, but we're all under so much peer pressure and you just have to be a pain in the ass.
You have to be happy with what you're currently doing or else just beat yourself up over it. It's like why would I find any sadness in what I do? I love what I do. I love all things comedy. Bill Burr's company is what I'm talking about.
Produce my new special.
Yeah. I just love doing anything stand-up or video related, anything that's not that. I'm like, this is fine. Vacation. You're sitting there. You're like, beach with a pina colada. All right.
I got bored halfway through beach with pina colada. I wanted to end it after whiff.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. We gotta reschedule our flight.
What do you do to take time off? What's Neil Brennan's vacation look
like?
Well,
when you said you had a good pandemic, I did also for the completely opposite reason. I didn't
do anything.
You invested
in Pfizer.
There you go. Yeah, one guess, Trevor. I just didn't do much. I just read.
Dude, it was a crazy time.
A bunch of ayahuasca.
My roommate at the time would watch he's a big Cincinnati Reds fan. He would watch like games like 1997. He'd be like, watch this. This is a good out. This is a good out.
Fuck, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Shout out Mike Turner. He's a comic. He would watch and I was like, it's getting bad in the pandemic. And then I was like, I need to stay productive. I need to do something.
That's so funny.
Just watching old games that you know end. So
yeah, there's
funny.
Certain things that you know, like someone's got nothing going on or is in like a bad marriage where it's like, you're watching the NHL draft?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just get divorced.
Did they even air that?
Yeah. Like
FaceTime with somebody?
You went on a vent house to watch the NFL. Yeah. Yeah, like it's insane.
Yeah. My neighbor, I want to write something about this, how he's just this old man and he's always doing yard work, but the yard never looks great. And I'm like, he is avoiding.
By the way,
marriage.
That's aging in and of itself.
Yeah, dude, he rakes the street. There's no leaves.
It's so funny.
And I'm just like, I want, like, there's so many angles on that of just like whether it's the loneliness or he's not happy or he's just like, yeah, his fucking wife won't shut up, or he's just like OCD to the max. Like, there's a leaf, got to get it.
You could also just do like a time lapse video where he,
yeah, dude, every day
looks the same. Before and after, and it's like, eh.
But it's like clockwork. It's like I'll open it 11 a.m. and there he is, raking the street.
That's meditative, I bet.
Okay.
It's like the same way editing. It's like, you didn't do anything.
That's the thing. It's like they would look at me and be like, dude, you're insane. You're drinking a Prime energy drink and a Snickers at 11 p.m. to edit a TikTok. You're insane. I'm raking the street.
Yeah. Look at me fucking
maniac. I'm raking the fucking views. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, it's just so normal because I moved from Venice to like very suburban area and it's like such a change.
Wait, in what way?
Just like Venice had this like buzz and it was like fun, creative, collaborative, and lively. And it's like, you know, it's either people in the like 20s and 30s or just people who are like very creative. And then I'm just in the valley and motherfuckers just be old and they're not doing anything. And it's just like complete halt. It's like I got to create my own buzz. Versus Venice, you could walk to a coffee shop and you could ride that like, yeah, we're out here.
Yeah, we're fucking out here. We're at intelligentsia.
Exactly. Intelligentsia is a nice one, yeah. I'm writing a script that nobody's going to fucking
read. No one's even going to open the file when I'm done with this thing.
It's about a man at a coffee shop. Wait, it's me.
Yeah, and also, how much is that cappuccino? $9.50.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
As I sit here, it's just like, we all just have to accept ourselves.
I don't know why.
That's what I finally did. Was just like, you're like this. Why are you arguing? Like finishing
there's nothing wrong. It's just being like, oh, this is what it is.
And arguing with the worst thing you've ever heard about yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you read one comment and it sticks with you for fucking a year. And like, you think or relationships or whatever.
Yeah, that comment where the guy said I look tired on a video was like 2 years ago and I'm still like, am I well rested yet?
That's about average. That's about an average stay time.
But like one comment where somebody's like, hey man, you changed my life. I was in a down bad time and watching your video. Not that it means nothing. It's just like in my head, I was like, ah, thank you so much. And my brain's like, and add it to the bank. But then there's that one that's like, you look tired.
You look tired gains 100% interest.
Yeah.
In the bank.
Yeah.
Whereas you changed my life
3%.
Tops.
Yeah.
But you give them like I do, you just give them a thumbs up. And they say you changed my life, you just go thumbs up.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely respond.
And confrontation in work and personal life. I like that one. I like it.
Yeah, I just think I'm such a roll with the flow kind of guy that if I say like no cilantro on something and it comes out with cilantro, I'm like, that's what it is.
You'll ask for more cilantro?
Yeah. Yeah, not enough. But in my head, I go like, if I send it back, now I'm holding the table up because while they're eating, my shit is getting remade. It comes back. They're already done. Now I'm eating.
Of course.
I don't want to. But it's like confrontation in like a relationship. If I don't feel like it's kind of hitting, it's like it's easier for me to just slowly kind of ghost away than to be like, hey, you know, I actually don't feel like we're
connecting. Don't sleep with them. That's my again. That's I got that one. I just learned it. Don't sleep with them.
Okay.
They're going to claw at you. We know that.
Yeah. And I think the other confrontation is like now I have employees and like it's so weird that I don't see myself. It's like I'm two people's boss, which is so bizarre. And then if they're doing something that I'm not a fan of, which isn't often, they're both great. But it's like weird that I have to like, oh, fuck, I got to crack down on this. It's like it's weird for them to take me serious because I'm like just their friend. I'm just a cool boss.
Were you friends with them before?
No, but. But they're all like around my age. They're just dudes.
No, I know. It's easy to fall into that. That thing of bring your whole self to work and we're a family and all that shit is like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You have to dangle health insurance over them.
No, oh, but fuck.
No, but you have to, it's not healthy. It's just not a good relationship. And then it's the same thing where it's like, it's a form of the self-doubt. If you ever have an idea and they don't like it.
Yeah.
And you want to go, guess who doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah. Guess who's making it anyways?
Yeah. Like, I don't even need to hear it.
Yeah. But when they do like the idea, you're like, fucking thank God. Somebody had to appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it is just this weird thing because it's also a fun career and there's a lot of opportunities that maybe somebody else wouldn't have. If it's like, hey, it's a startup where we sell water bottles. You're like, okay, I go to work. We sell water bottles. I go home. But this one's like, hey, can you come to the clubs with me? Hey, I'm going to this premiere. Can you come with me to that? And there's a lot of room for like.
Yeah. There's perks.
Yes. So it's easier to become friends with people like that when you're going to fun events. It's easier to just be like, oh, you're just a peer. Or they're like, oh, no, I trust him. He's good. No, I can get hammered tonight. It doesn't really matter. And every time I've had these talks with them, it's like always, it's more build up in my head than the actual talk. The actual talk is fine. But it's like, why is my brain seeing this conflict as like, I don't want to, I'd rather just myself do it than them do it, you know?
Because one of the issues is you want to be liked.
Yeah.
So that's what makes you a good performer. That's what makes you like positive in certain ways, but it will make you not speak up. And then, or until it's too late, then you snap.
Yeah, that's also true.
It's the tension of the power imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go like, rah, 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 I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then it's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also just like, and this is me getting used to it. It's like, I also just think that if somebody doesn't think the same way that I do, that they're wrong, which is not right. Like if I walked in here and I put this water bottle on top of the camera, you'd be like, what fucking dumbass would—
I brought that in through my butt.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Did the water bottle too, or just the camera?
I should have said something. It's awesome, that.
I would just be like, what? Why would you do— like, I remember I had this old assistant. She's great, and I'm not trying to shit on her at all. But one time I was like, hey, can you go get scrambled eggs for me? And she came back with duck eggs. And I almost lost my fucking mind. But I was like, what? How do you, are you, huh?
I have a really funny one.
Please. And you just wanted—
I tried to have an assistant at one time.
Yeah.
Like 10 years, I don't know when. Like, it was like, man, I don't know.
Young Hollywood. Ah,
yeah, I was fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was a guy, he was like super young. And he basically, like, I'd have like a stool sample for my dog.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So I didn't, like, I just said, hey, if he walked my dog, and I was like, if you walk Keith, can you like bag it up and hold on to it? And I assumed it would just be in like a, you know, doggy bag, like a, you know, a tie plastic. And I got home maybe the next day and he had put it in a brown paper bag in my refrigerator.
Oh. In the fridges.
That was like the
unreal.
The coup de grace, like the just a little paprika.
Yeah.
So that, but again, that seems impossible that someone would think that.
And in my head, I go, why would you do that? Instead of thinking like, maybe they're in a rush, maybe they had a lot on their plate and they're like, oh, let me just grab, oh, that looks close enough. Like, I don't, my blame, and I don't—
where'd she get duck eggs? Who had duck eggs?
Also the question.
Like, if someone said, get me a dozen eggs, they hear a duck eggs.
Yeah. It literally, the box looked different on the front. Giant letters, duck. but like, I was, it just like, it's the same to the poop thing. You're like, how did you, was I not clear enough? What, how did, and so instead of now.
And then you feel like a monster.
Yes. He's like, why did she get fired? Oh, she got duck eggs. That's not why she got fired. It wasn't that.
Right.
But in my head, I go, why does she do that? But now I think I flip the thinking. I go like, okay, well, maybe what was going on? Was I not clear enough? Did I maybe say, yeah, I said dozen. She said she heard duck. You know, now I like—
editing must make you a little crazy if you don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Now I've been with the same guy for like 3 years.
Oh, so
he kind of knows the style. But there's been times where I'll like outsource editing to somebody. I'm doing that right now just because there's a lot of shit going out. And I get a cut back and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? And they're like, yeah, you can just type your notes out. I go, no, you got to come over. I got to be over the shoulder and I got to be like, trim this, take that. I got to just see it in live time.
Yeah.
I it's a lot of control stuff.
But again, that's why you're successful.
I guess so.
Yeah, there was I'm probably going to lose people with this, Jordan Peterson, I still don't understand what the big deal is, but he said in order to be a decent leader, you have to be comfortable with resentment.
Okay. Yeah.
And you just have to be comfortable with people going like, fuck this guy, and just go, yep.
Means you're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things have to be to your taste.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, I had a guy who had a show say to me one time, when I watch the show now, I don't even like it because I was trying to please. I was trying to be a cool boss. And like, he was a cool boss. And like, let's make this a, you know, I'm always open to new points of view. And he's like, you know, I don't like it because when I look at it, it's not even really me. It's like,
yeah,
like some sort of hive that I don't want it to be a hive.
Yeah, I pitched a show during the pandemic, and the idea.
No, I bet you did.
Okay. Oh God,
you were hot. You were hot.
But yeah, the views were up. But the idea started, and I love the idea, but it got so watered down by just getting punched by every different side of the industry. By the time we took it out to pitch, in the back of my head, I almost wished that it didn't get picked up. But like I was kind of hoping it wasn't, because had it got made, it would be like, dude, I don't even care about this.
Yeah, this is like so diluted. I couldn't even sue based on what I pitched and what it is now. Yeah. I couldn't even sue the company for diluting it.
But it's like
so
the same
different.
Thing you just said. It's like I was looking at it. I was like, I don't think I like this idea anymore. And then it didn't get passed. It was and then they're like, what if we made it animated? I'm like, what are we oh, fucking boy. Doing?
Here we go.
That's the Dancing with the Stars of it all. When you're like, animation, and you just throw that out there.
It's that face that you won't make.
Yeah. Oh, are you doing the hot face? Or are you doing the guy who complimented
the
Gaio?
The whatever that fucking thing.
Higo? Oh, now that's the thumbnail. That's the thumbnail right there. Zoom in and everybody just came.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I don't know what just happened to me, guys.
takes over. You say it three times fast and you just become a OnlyFans.
Higo.
I can feel my breast growing.
Oh, fuck. So I want you to accept yourself.
I think that's what it is.
Be what you are.
Be what you are is probably the best way to put it.
Be what you are. Try to not hurt people with what you are. But you have to be what you are, because you're just the system can only work if you are what you are.
Yeah,
it's everything else. It'll just get backed up if you're not. And have you done anything to feel better? You go to therapy. Yeah,
working out's the best. Where I just feel like if I'm ever in my head or just rest, where I just feel like. If I start getting sensitive to people's feedback or comments, and I get really hurt by that or something, or I just feel it more than I'm like, oh, I should just shut up. Maybe go to the gym. Maybe go for a hike. Go for a walk. Go to therapy.
That's great.
I talk it out. I'm like, oh, there
it
is.
Did that happen naturally?
No, it was maybe 2 years ago. The girl I was dating, she was like, you should probably see a therapy. And I was like, what the fuck you say to me? And then I did it. I was like, oh, you saved my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. I do. Because it's an unbiased opinion, which is the best. Because I would talk to my friends. And every guy be like, nah, fuck her. She's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And then I'd be like, oh, you right. And that does nothing for me.
Did you feel like you mentioned being passive in relationships? Do you think any of them would have worked if you'd been more active or set boundaries earlier?
Yeah.
You think you'd still be with them?
Possibly.
Yeah?
I think so. Because the longest relationship I had was 3 years. And I think I just there was a lack of communication, and we just wrote our own narratives for each other in the back of our heads. Because when somebody's not talking to you, you're like, oh, I bet they're doing X, Y, and Z. Oh, I'm out on the road doing these shows. Well, I bet she's doing blank, you know? And you start writing these narratives instead of just talking to that person. And I think we just we moved in together. It felt like roommates, and we just started to we lost the charm. But it's just because nobody was being communicative.
Yeah.
And be like, hey,
once someone brings up moving in together, you can't say no.
Right. And you can buy it by you can push by a month or two, you know?
Yes.
But look, the second they start showing you shit on Zillow, you're like, well, that's what right. it is. Well, North Hollywood, fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all learning. It's just learning, and it's looking back on it and just being like, what did I learn from that experience? Yeah. I have no resentment towards that woman.
Of course not.
Because she taught me so much. And it's like, yeah, you could leave that relationship and be like, man, fuck her, I'm gonna fuck her friends, but you're not learning anything.
Also, you have to improve in the ways you want to improve.
Yeah.
For now, you want to improve in material.
Career and social life, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you might be bored by the social life.
Yeah, it's a pendulum. You know, you hang out with friends for too long, you go to a bachelor party for 3 days, and you're like, this was great, but I don't ever want to see alcohol again. I need to get back to my work. And then you do a bunch of work. Then you go, God, I haven't taken a vacation in a while. Oh, let's go to Hawaii with some friends and get hammered. Oh, wow. I want to get, you know, it's just finding that middle ground.
And I usually ask people, is there an upside to all this, to your what you are? And what other people would call faults or what you would call faults.
Oh, is there a benefit to having this life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm living my dream. I'm literally living my dream. I used to work at my day job, and I'd be like, all I want to do is just pay my rent doing comedy. And it's like, what I've been able to achieve is like, so it's like awesome. It's like the fact
that
it's
amazing.
Yeah. And the upside is I'm doing exactly what I want. I get to work with my
idols and icons. And I, it's like, Neil Brennan.
Yeah. The upside is I'm living the dream. I mean, it's just like, it's weird being like, oh, the dream is here. You know?
Yeah.
It's currently happening right now.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It's what you've bizarre. Done.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So
it's just,
but it's because of what you are.
Yeah.
So,
and I wouldn't have got that going to fucking Margaritaville on a Friday night.
Fuck, I wouldn't even know how to get to him. Dude,
the Syracuse Mall, there's a Syracuse Funny Bone across from it. It's on the third floor.
I'm so sad already.
It's the saddest setting. That's like, no, like I've done pretty much shows in every state all over, but Syracuse Funny Bone, for whatever reason, man, it's across from a Margaritaville and a K2 racetrack, and it's on the third floor. And the week after I was there, there was a shooting, and you're like, can we make comedy?
It's a K2 race, like a
ketamine.
Unbelievable.
I'll
be right there.
K2 or something. But you just,
it's a track,
indoor track. Yeah.
So it smells like track.
It smells
on
like
the entire
tires.
Third floor.
And then just, yeah.
And gasoline.
Yeah, burnt tires, gasoline, next to Margaritaville.
And then you have to be funny.
Yes. It's one of those gigs where you get there and you go, can we have a little bit of respect for comedy? Can we not have
no money in that.
Next to a Chiba Hut? Can we not have it? Like, can we give it a little bit of respect?
Sorry.
And you take the third escalator up and you're doing merch in front of a museum of selfies. And you're like, what? Have you seen those in malls? It's like fake sets in a store where you can take different selfies at.
Do they have the private jet?
That'd be the only good one. I think that they should have like a hospital one, so you can like get out of work or something. You just take a fuck ton of them, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Great. Different IVs, different setups.
Fake car accident.
Yep. Yeah. Blood, bandages, bandages, body cast.
Yeah, instead it's like some like live, laugh, love bullshit in a neon sign.
That I like.
Yeah.
Guys, the special is called Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
The boy in it is named Trevor Wallace.
That's me.
This is very fun. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a great chat. Thank you for having me, dude.
Great. Thank you, Jimmy Carr, for the idea.
Thank you, Jimmy Carr. We just signed a treaty. Thumbnail.